The proposal would require Wisconsin's Department of Natural Resources to figure out the level of greenhouse gas emissions in 1990 and come up with a plan to get back to that level again by 2020. Democratic Senate sponsor Mark Miller says the state has a moral obligation to go after the source of what scientists blame for accelerated global warming. And he says there's clearly a trend in society toward generating energy from renewable sources instead of fossil fuels.
It's to our advantage to be at the forefront of that, not only for the health of our citizenry and the world citizenry, but also for the economic health of Wisconsin.
Critics of the plan worry about what kind of changes it would require and warn it would make Wisconsin a regulatory island in the electricity market. Todd Stewart lobbies for the Wisconsin Industrial Energy Group, which represents big companies that are major energy consumers. He says this proposal would mean rate hikes and reliability problems, if it's even feasible.
They say it takes, you know, several miles to turn around a battleship. Wisconsin's utilities, if we enacted this bill tomorrow and made it effective tomorrow, I'm not sure they could meet the 2020 deadline.
Stewart says any regulatory changes like this should be debated at the federal level, but critics say it's irresponsible to wait. They note that a law similar to this plan is already on the books in California. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin.